Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina DiAnaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Lou Gowerd.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dudes, dogs, damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie. Get your brooms. Get your parade shoes. Dust off your dancing shoes because we got a parade on Friday to attend. This series is over. This series is a wrap. And this series is playing out exactly the way that I said it would. You know, before it had happened and we knew the matchup, even before we knew the matchup, when the Spurs were down 3-2 in their series against the Thunder, I told you guys and gals, if you were listening, hey, if San Antonio comes back and wins this series, a young team that's ahead of schedule, if they come back and win this series against OKC and win a game 7 in Oklahoma City, they will have nothing left mentally when they meet the Knicks in the finals. And so far, in these first two games, the Spurs have not been able to answer the bell mentally in the final couple of minutes. More specifically, the final couple seconds in game 2, where that was a clinic on everything not to do. And the Knicks, with a more experienced team, with a team that's on a generational type run, a type of run that dynasties go on. That's the numbers and the statistics and the type of things that the Knicks are doing. Like, for starters, they are now, the Knicks are, the 2026 Knicks, only the third team ever to win the first two games on the road in the NBA Finals to go up 2-0. The Bulls in 93 and the Rockets in 95 were the other two. Teams that won multiple championships with those groups. That's what the Knicks are doing. The Knicks are now 2 wins away if they continue this streak of tying the 2017 Golden State Warriors, a dynasty. That's what we're witnessing right now. That's the type of play, that's the type of role, that's the type of wave, that's the type of momentum that this basketball team is on. The stars have aligned. This team has clicked. They have leveled up. And you need this when you go on these type of runs. Mix in a little bit of luck as well. Because they've had 2 buzzer beaters go their way. Merrill, 3 in and out. Even got a premature bang. This is the first game against Cleveland from Mike Breen. A rare premature bang from Breen. And then on Friday, Wemby misses a game winner. Where in years past, Halliburton hits the rim, ball bounces up, practically touches the roof at Madison Square Garden and goes in. And then obviously the Knicks went on to lose the game. That's when you know you're living good. That's when you know it's your year. That's when you know you're a team of destiny. And you couple that with the talent this team has, with the cohesiveness this team has, with the role that they're on, and the way that they're playing, the Knicks are both ends of the floor, they're unstoppable. It is a runaway freight train. It is history in the making, and it is just a joy to watch. I told you this last time we spoke on Thursday. Kick back, enjoy this with friends and family, because This is special. This is glorious. This is the stuff that we as Knicks fans have dreamt about for decades. Not only to have a championship run, but to do it in the fashion they are doing it. To be in the same conversation as some of the great and some of the greatest teams of all time when it comes to what they're doing. Again, Bulls in 93, Rockets in 95. Only two other teams besides the Knicks that have won the first two games on the road, 2-0 series lead in the finals. That's the conversation the Knicks are in with those two teams. Warriors, 15 playoff wins in a row in 2017. Without question, one of the greatest basketball teams of all time. And those Warrior teams with Steph, with KD, with Draymond Green, with Klay Thompson, they were an absolute buzzsaw and a machine. And the type of basketball that, I don't know, I never thought we'd see ever again. It was a cheat code. Remember when KD, which was the all-time mooch move, to join that Warrior team, which was already a championship team, you know, it was practically unfair what the Warriors were doing. And now here we are, 9 years later, and this Knicks team is doing the exact same thing. And they are on the exact same type of run. And they are two straight wins away from tying that Warrior group as far as consecutive playoff wins. It's over. It's going to be a sweep. The Spurs are not going to be able to, especially coming off the loss that they had in game two. You know, it's one thing if they got their doors blown off. I know it's tough at home to get annihilated. But to lose in the fashion that they did, really in back-to-back games, but game two was a heartbreaker because you battle back. The Knicks had control of that game going into half and then throughout the second half. And we've seen that a lot from this Knicks team. You know, even when they're not on their A-plus game, they keep it close, and then they go on a run, they take the lead, and they never look back. Well, credit the Spurs. They were able to, much like they did in game one, battle back. And they made it super dicey in the end. Now, I wasn't nervous. I wasn't sweating because I've said it once. I've said it a million times. Until the Knicks lose, I'm not going to think they're going to lose. I have to see them lose. I have to see the clock hit zero, the buzzer sound, and the team that the Knicks are facing have to have more points than the Knicks for me to believe that the Knicks are going to lose another game. So that's where I'm at mentally. I know not everybody is on board with that. There's still some pins and needles. There's still some nervous moments. There's still some agita. There's still some worry, but not for me. You know, I predicted the series would end in five, and after game one, I said it would be a sweep. Well, we're halfway there, and I'm smelling a sweep. Because to come off a loss like the Spurs did in game two, where it was a clinic, once they tied it up, it was a clinic on what not to do. You know, Wemby gets the rebound. He kind of ill-advised, throws the ball to Castle. Castle not looking, and that's where the inexperience comes into play. A team that's still learning how to win, and this is the brightest lights on the biggest stage, where you're going to tighten up a little bit, and you're going to do things that you don't often do.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And with experience, the Spurs will get better at that. And the Knicks, being cagey, being savvy, took advantage of it. Brunson, Johnny on the spot. Now, he didn't knock down both free throws. And you didn't get the clutch Brunson that we're used to seeing. We didn't get the Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter Jalen Brunson that we are all used to seeing for years and years and years. He didn't hit the big shots. But you know what? When you're on this kind of run and the stars have aligned and it's magic and it's destiny and it's 53 years of bad luck and bad basketball and the basketball gods repaying the Knick franchise and all of us fans, even when you aren't at the top of your game down the stretch, you know, last year, the Knicks lose that game. They do. They lose that game. We saw it against Indiana. Not to the, obviously, the Knicks didn't have the lead they had against Indiana in game one, but you get my drift. They had a nice little lead there. Even in game one against the Spurs, like both of those leads, the Knicks are losing at least one of those games last year. Maybe both. But that was last year, and this is this year. And whether it was game one against the Cavs or these two games against the Spurs, I mean, what more evidence do you need that this Knick team is not only a great basketball team, not only on a great run, but they are a team of destiny. And they are not going to lose another game. They're just not. Especially when you consider the Spurs coming off that loss and where they're headed. And where they are headed is to the greatest arena in the world, in the greatest city in the world, for the first finals game at MSG in 27 years. With the Knicks up 2-0 in the series. That's what the Spurs have to face. Good luck. Good luck. A team that's won 13 straight playoff games. A building that is going to, the roof's going to blow off. The anticipation. The excitement. The electricity. Of 27 pent-up years, long years, of watching a lot of bad basketball and waiting and hoping and wishing for not only an NBA Finals game at MSG, but for the Knicks to be up 2-0. To be up 2-0. To have won 13 straight. To be in this position where it's all over but the shouting. It's a wrap. Told you it was a wrap after game one. Thought this series would be quick. Told you the Spurs would beg for mercy by the end. After game one, I said it would be a sweep. Point out where I've been wrong so far. Point it out. Because I haven't been. And I'll continue to be right about this team. Because they are on an all-time heater. Certainly for this franchise and the stuff they're doing, you can put it right up there with dynastic teams. Some of the great teams in the history of this sport. And not only that, when you look at teams that have gone down 2-0 in the NBA Finals, or teams, let's just say, that are up 2-0, they're 32-5. And then if you're down 0-2, obviously you are 5-32 for the series. Not the greatest mathematician in the world, but that smells like 85-86% to me, bare minimum. That's just to win the series, but we're going to do a little bit better than that. This Knick team is going to do a little bit better than that because they're not just going to give us a championship. They are going to give us a run of a lifetime, a run that we will talk about forever. And now, here we are on the doorstep, on the day of Game 3. And if you're going to the game, awesome. I would advise getting there early. Security's going to be out of control. Now is the coronation. Now is the party.
Now you wake up, or you're either going to bed on a Sunday night or you're waking up on a Monday morning. And I would tell you that it's a week-long celebration and party that we are on the verge of. I think it'll be a sweep. By all accounts, the parade is on Friday. Now, I started to go through my head, what if the weather's bad? Would they move it to a Saturday? Overtime, they probably don't want to pay all that money and have it on a Saturday, so it could be moved to Monday. That'll be interesting if the weather is dicey, because you never know in the summer. It's supposed to be in like the 90s on Friday, which is kind of fitting because everybody can't stop talking about the 90s Knicks. So when the parade finally happened, of course, it's in the 90s. But I wonder out loud, if the weather is dicey, do you move it to Saturday? Probably not because of money and logistics, but then Monday. And yes, I am planning the parade. I've been planning the parade. I'm not touching the money. There's no money to touch. This team is golden. This team is on a run and a ride that cannot be stopped. Not by the Hawks, not by the Sixers, not by the Cavs, not by the Celtics, not by the Pistons, not by the Spurs, not by the Thunder, not by anybody. They have everything the Knicks do on their side. Everything. So yeah, as we start this week on June 8th, this is one for the ages. This is one for the record book. And this is one that we will enjoy, cherish, and remember forever. Because it's 53 years. And for some of us, like me, and many of you out there listening, first in our lifetime. And to do it in a way, pretty much. Now, I haven't sweat at all. But that's just me. I know there's a lot of you out there that was sweating, even the game on Friday night. But I wasn't. Didn't even have a chance to sweat, because as soon as maybe a bead was starting to form, Wemby screws up, throws the ball to Castle's back, Brunson grabs it, and we got JB at the line. And also the Spurs. Wemby is not the answer late in games. Maybe one day he will be, but I'm not afraid of this guy with the ball in his hands late in the game. I'm just not. Unless he's getting a lob dunk. Give him that jump shot all day. I'll take my chances. But that's the way this is lined up for the Knicks. You know, everything. And you know what? It's about damn time it lined up. It's about damn time. Because for so long, it didn't. You lose Ewing in the finals. You run into a Rocket team that they should have beat, but it had Olajuwon. You know, they won multiple titles. We all know what the Spurs were on the verge of there, obviously with Duncan being in the league. It was, and Ewing being out. You know, things didn't line up for them. Last year, a couple years ago, when everybody got hurt against Indiana, virtually. And then last year, that Halliburton shot in game one, it could have changed the entire series if that doesn't go in. Now it's time for things to line up for the Knicks. And when you couple that with how they're playing, get your brooms. Get your brooms. Pick out your best outfit for Friday. I'll see you out there. There's going to be about 3 million of us, so good luck. And by the way, cell service. I know a couple people already hit me up. They're like, oh, we'll meet up at the parade. Really? What are you going to send, a flare? Send a carrier pigeon? Good luck texting anybody that day. All the TikTok bros are going to use up all the cell service because they're posting videos every 3.5 seconds. And I was on the train on Friday with a million of them. I mean, just the TikTok bros were everywhere. But they're hyped. As well they should be. Everybody's hyped. Now, people have different levels of hypeness based on their personality, which is fine. But young and old, this is a week of celebration. This is a week of euphoria. As the Knicks will be crowned champions, I believe, in Game 4 at Madison Square Garden. Because until this team loses a game, I got to believe it. I got to see it to believe it. That's where I'm at. I have to see it to believe it. Because no matter what's been thrown in front of them, the Knicks, in this streak that they're on, down 22, Merrill's shot goes in and out, even a close game against Philly in game two. And it defies all logic. And I said this going into game two, and I'll say it going into game three, because if you look at the line of the game, I mean, I guess the Spurs are winning. I mean, it's the Knicks only favored by 2.5. I guess I'm missing something here. Yeah, it's a must-win game for the Spurs, just like it was a must-win game for Philly in game three, and they got their doors blown off. Just like Cavs had a must-win game in game three against the Knicks, and they got crushed. Just like game two was a must-have for the Spurs, and they lost. But, you know, every game's a must-win, and the Knicks are not going to win. Okay, great. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Because the Knicks are not losing. A young Spurs team coming off the losses that they had at home are not going to come to New York City, where they're already being heckled outside their hotel room. And they're not exactly going to get a parade down the canyon of heroes to Madison Square Garden tomorrow night by Knicks fans. So they're going to be heckled and rattled going into that game. And I don't think with their inexperience and the way the Knicks are playing right now that the Spurs stand any chance in these games at Madison Square Garden. I just don't. Prove me wrong, shut me up, but I don't think you will. I'm confident, I'm cocky, and I've been that for quite some time now with this team. Especially with the way they are playing. And a little break here, a little break there. Lady luck on the side of the Knicks. That's nice for a change. And then I'm seeing things that they're doing comparatively to dynastic teams. Teams that have won multiple championships in the NBA. If that doesn't get you excited for this year and beyond, I've always said it. There's a train pulling up to the station. It's called the Great Train. I'm getting on it, and there are plenty of seats for everybody else. It's up to you if you want to get on it with me, but I'll hold the seat for everyone in the audience. I'm going to the moon. I'll see you at the stars, and that's where we're headed. Pick out your best outfit for Friday. Settle yourself into where, and we'll get into the prices of the games and things of that nature, and I understand that the overwhelming majority of people out there just can't afford these tickets. I get that, and I sympathize with that, and I understand your frustration if you want to be there and can't. Now, there may be some of you out there that don't mind, you don't want to go. Especially when you consider some of the extra hoopla that's going to go on with security, obviously, because President Trump is there. So there's extra stuff that is involved in going into the game that's not for everybody. There's no traffic from your couch to your bed. Or if you're near a local watering hole and it's a quick Uber home. That's smooth, that's easy, and you could still have the same satisfaction because it's all about how you decide to celebrate this. If it's one of these packed bars in New York City, by the way, good luck getting into any of them. Arrive a little early, especially if they're hip places. But if you arrive early and you get a spot, good for you. The places are jammed, the places are packed. The energy is just through the roof. The streets, a lot of street spillage, which is a Tommy Lugauer special. A lot going on. But if that's your brand of vodka, or with friends and family, either at your crib or somewhere else, enjoy this. Enjoy this. Because to me, we have arrived at that week. We have arrived at that party week, at that week of celebration, at the week where all the nerves, all the agita, all the anxiety, and all the frustration that is built up with this fan base. The LOL Knicks, they'll never win with James Dolan Knicks. All the bad years, including the 90s Knicks that didn't get over the hump. all of that mostly bad history since they've won championships, it's over. It's over. And now it is our turn. As a city, as a fan base, as a Knick franchise, it is our turn. It is our moment in the sun.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
To where we're not only going to win a championship, but we're going to do it in style. Because I don't think the Spurs have a chance in these games. Not with what they're going to face. You know, the San Antonio, as far as their fans, their building, they had no idea what was coming their way in those first two games. And they found out quickly what it's all about. And now these Spurs players, what they're walking into, yeah, they've been to MSG before, nothing like this. Yeah, they've been to New York City before, nothing like this. Yeah, they've played in big games before, nothing like this. The atmosphere alone will be too much for a young Spurs team. Oh, and by the way, you have to face the Knicks. You have to face a team with a ton of experience playing elite basketball with a ton of depth. Their star players, whether it's Karl Anthony Towns, who's been the MVP of this series so far. And I'm rooting for Kat to win the MVP, by the way. And I'll get into later why I'm rooting for him, but I am absolutely rooting for Karl Anthony Towns to win the MVP. From the coaching staff to the final guy on the bench, everything is in sync. This team is so connected that nothing will break the bond that they have. Nothing. Nothing. The Spurs are trying. I'll give them that. They're not gutless. They're not heartless. They're not spineless. They're a damn good basketball team, and they're going to be around for a very long time. And maybe this is just the beginning of Nick Spurs meeting in the finals. And I'm here for that. But this year, in 2026, the Spurs don't have a chance. It's not for lack of effort. They're trying. They're not giving up. They could have packed it in both games, and they didn't. But they don't have enough to execute down the stretch, and the Knicks certainly do. And even on a night where the Knicks don't, like they do in game two, the Spurs, a little bit of luck, and also Spurs just not being in the right place at the right time and having their head in their rear ends, it's for the Knicks' benefit, which those are the breaks sometimes. And the Knicks are certainly catching the Spurs at the right time, and boy, are the Spurs catching the Knicks at the wrong time for them. Because right now, teams of past and present, throw anyone you want at me, I don't see who's beating this team. Not the way they're playing right now. And that's the beauty of momentum. That's the beauty of what they've been building all these years, this Knick team. Not just Leon Rose, brick by brick by brick by brick, but what this basketball team has gone through. With the bumps and bruises and scars that they have collectively as a group. With brutal, gut-wrenching, heartbreaking playoff losses, series losses, injuries that derailed a playoff run, disappointment, expectations, at times being mocked by the outside world, the coalition indicators, led by Jalen Brunson, who's all business. This team has taken on the form and identity of their captain. And that DNA that guys like Brunson have and Josh Hart have. And Karl Anthony Towns growing up in front of our eyes, where he is the MVP, in my eyes, the MVP of this series. And like I said, I'll explain to you later why I'm rooting for him to win the MVP. But it's a championship DNA, and it was forged in the fires of all these playoff rounds and playoff, not just losses, but wins that they've had as well. You know, that's also a factor. Not just the taste of success, but also the taste of defeat. You know, you couple those things together, and it gives you the type of experience and the type of knowledge to benefit you greatly in these tight games. Because you know where to be. You're always in the right place at the right time. And then the winds of Lady Luck and Fortune are also at your back, and they've been at the Knicks' back. You'll take it. Every single time. And that's exactly what's going on here. And now that they have taken the first two on the road, the Knicks have, the Spurs don't stand a chance in these games. None. None. I expect a comfortable win in game three, and then the Knicks will win by, they'll go away 30-40 in game four. Much of the same. Jalen Brunson won't step foot on the court in the fourth quarter unless it's to take bows and to get his trophy with the rest of his teammates. And then it's a party that will last for days and days and days. And hopefully the weather holds up for Friday. And if not, let's just have the damn party on Saturday. Yeah, and there's so many Knicks celebrities. They could pay for the overtime for everybody on Saturday. It's got a sanitation department, whoever needs the overtime. Come on. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We're going to get to those calls. We got a long show tonight. It's the 5-hour Big Lugowski here on the overnight. After hours, plenty of time for your Knick calls. I will explain later why I'm rooting for Karl Anthony Towns to win the MVP. We'll discuss what the parade is going to be like later this week. We'll talk about the Knicks not having watch parties outside Madison Square Garden and the ticket prices themselves. And coming up, your phone calls for sure at 888-808-1019 and why the Knicks and how the Knicks built this team, Leon Rose in particular, the right way. 888-808-1019. It is After Hours, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.